107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's community connector Julie Docker Johnson with the local community food center for our weekly chat. Julie, it is so great to chat with you.
And it is lovely to be chatting with you, and the sun is shining.
Yes, it's going to be a great day today. I'm so happy. And yesterday at the local Bluegrass Brunch, it was an absolute hit, Julie.
It was spectacular. So, you know, it's one of those build it and they will come. Well, it's something that people wanted, so we did it, and holy cow, did they come.
It was so fun.
It was amazing. 300 people came.
No way! Oh my gosh.
And it was so much fun. The music was fabulous. And it was just the greatest day. The market was open. There were crafts for the kids in the greenhouse. Mm-hmm. And people ate an amazing brunch and listened to fabulous music and chatted and laughed. And it was a fabulous day.
It was so good. So thank you to everybody who worked on that.
Oh, my goodness. So if I could just do a couple little shout-outs.
Absolutely.
None of this would have ever happened in 100 years without a whole lot of community help. Blair and Christy from To Bean or Not To Bean, aka the Blurry Pickers and Friends. So Blair puts together this amazing group of people to create this phenomenal bluegrass music. So Blair and Christy, a million thank yous. And then we have this dream team of volunteer servers who are servers in restaurants in Stratford, and they come here on their day off and they serve the bluegrass brunch. So we had Megan and Regan from Starlight, Francis from Bluebird, Andrea from Relic, Joni from the Yoga Chapel, and then the queen of them all, the lovely Susan Dunfield, who was part of the amazing restaurant vibe in Stratford for many, many, many years. She kind of heads up the whole thing and makes the magic happen. And then we had all the volunteers doing dishes and cooking and in the market and doing crafts. So it is an amazing day, and it only happens because we have an incredible community behind us.
And they did such a good job. It was just phenomenal. Everyone was having such a good time.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, I mean, it's like watching like poetry in motion, almost, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You just kind of watch the pros do their thing and you think, wow, this is amazing. And to serve 300 people, so we flipped our dining room three times yesterday.
Wow, it was just phenomenal. And Chef Lucy did such a good job, too. The brunch was delicious.
Right? No, and at one point I saw her and she had eggs and she was cracking. And I'm like, what's going on? She goes, we got to do a little strata on the fly.
Oh, man, so, she's just awesome. Yeah,
so it was amazing.
It was a great day. And of course, you know, kind of doing it all again tonight for Monday night dinner and market.
Absolutely. So the market's open today from 4 till 6. And keep in mind, we're not here this coming Friday and Monday for the holiday. So stock up today.
Yes.
And then we do dinner tonight from 4:30 to 6. And during dinner tonight, we have a special, special treat. The Inner Chamber, which is incredibly beautiful classical music, are doing a concert here during dinner from 4 until 5 today. So if people are planning to come for dinner, you will have a very special treat during that first hour.
Oh, that's fabulous. We love dinner and a show, right?
Oh, right. Exactly.
Amazing. And then this Wednesday, it's another community connection session, this time with the candidates.
Yes. So the four candidates that are running in Perth Wellington will be here, sat at tables with us, having conversations about the topics and the issues that matter most to the people in our area. We did it for the provincial election. It was really, really amazing. And so I'm looking very, very forward to Wednesday night. So it's from 6 until 8. Everybody is welcome. If you want to phone and register, that would be great. It helps us to know numbers. But if you can just come, that's fine too. And you never know, after you're done in the session, Elections Canada is open till 9 and it's two doors down. So
amazing.
You might just want to go vote at the same time.
Awesome. Yeah. And then the next week after that, you're also talking, you know, how to vote.
Absolutely. Yeah. In the following week, that's when we kind of summarize what was talked about. Mm-hmm. If there's anything that we didn't get answers to, we will help people connect with the candidates so they can get their questions answered. And then we'll talk about how to vote and what you need. And what you basically just need is a piece of identification with your name and address on it.
Amazing. So yeah. Easy. So make sure you do it.
Very easy. Very, very important.
Exactly. But yeah, and then since you know, the market's closed on Friday for the holiday. Thursday, we want to remind people about Thursday's Nourish Market in St. Mary's.
Yes. So the first and third Thursday of every month, our market goes on the road and goes to St. Mary's. And it's from 2 until 4 at the United Church in St. Mary's. Again, everybody's welcome. And it's the same fresh, fabulous produce and fruits and meats and eggs. We set it up at the United Church, and people are more than welcome. Everything's wholesale pricing. And so that'll be fun. We'll be there Thursday. So if you forgot something on Monday when you're here, then pop to St. Mary's on Thursday and pick it up.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great week, as always, at the local, albeit a short week because of the holiday. But it's going to be great. And Julie, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, and I hope everybody has a fabulous week, and we will see everybody soon. And thanks again to everybody who came yesterday to the Bluegrass Brunch. It was absolutely fabulous.